It's the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 13th of May, the 133rd day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and I am so happy, happy, happy with my adopted country. I love France. Parisians, I have to say Parisians because I've not lived in any other French city, but Parisians are trying at the best of times, but the essential is there. France, even the grouchy Parisians, voted for the future, not the past, for unity, not division. How proud I am to belong to this country. Sunday, as soon as the election results were announced, my daughter Mathilde and I raced down to Macron's victory party in front of the Louvre Museum to celebrate the French people's vote over division and over fear. It was the night before Mathilde turned 15, and she told me Macron's election was the best birthday present she could dream of. I asked her why.
Macron! Macron!
He's proving to the world that it's actually possible to be a good man and still be elected and be young at the same time.
Spirits were high. Everyone loved everyone. It felt great to be there, my friends. And then our new president arrived. He walked alone, very slowly and with great dignity, but with humility too. Can the two be separated? I don't think so. And which piece of music was playing? Oh, listeners, the most perfect piece of music. The fourth movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, which is a setting of the German poet Friedrich Schiller's Ode to Joy, in which brotherhood is celebrated. It is the anthem of the European Union for obvious reasons. We can work together. We can live together. We can be brothers and sisters. Oh, mon Dieu. Vive la France. Vive la République. All right, my friends, I'll dry my tears and we'll get to the quiz. On the 8th of April, I asked you a question about a report on Lake Chad from my colleague Laura Angela Bagnetto. She'd just come back from the region where she was investigating the humanitarian crisis affecting Lake Chad. You were to listen to her report called Displaced by Boko Haram Violence, The Resourceful on Lake Chad Shores Try Again. In her report, Laura Angela talked to Yakra Kun, the president of the Bia Women's Garden, a women's gardening collective. Laura Angela asked Ms. Kun what her favorite crop is, and you were to write in with Ms. Kun's response. The answer is all of them. Yakra Kun said, "Everything here is my favorite because everything we plant is edible." The winners this week are Abu Salah from Rangpur, Bangladesh, and Muhammad Arosh, a member of the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India. There are three RFI club members on the winners list this week: Radhakrishna Pillai from Kerala State, India, Fatima Zahra Rahmani from Mestilla, Algeria, and Dr. D.W. Nabi from Middlesex in the UK. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This one's easy. Tell me how the French voted last Sunday in the presidential poll. What percentage of the vote did Emmanuel Macron win, and what percentage of the vote did Marine Le Pen win? Again, send me the final numbers of the French presidential poll last Sunday. What was the percentage of votes won by Macron, and what was the percentage of votes won by Le Pen? You have until July 5th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 10th of June to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. Mm-hmm.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Recognize that voice? That's West Moss, who wrote a lovely This I Believe essay for us. Her first book has just been published, a volume of short stories called The Subway Stops at Bryant Park, and it is, of course, wonderful. Mazel tov, West. Bisous. Before we go, a little listener news. I'm really happy to note there has been an addition to the RFI International DX Radio Listeners Club in Murshidabad, India. They've created a section within the club, the RFI Students and Sports Club. Mr. Najim Uddin is the president, and you can see pictures of this sub-club on the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. True to their name, you'll see them in their football uniforms and also with their RFI stamps and postcards, which are mostly donated by you. And keep sending them, please. And teachers, if you'd like some for your students, just let me know. Write to me at thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr. The good news isn't over. There are new members of the General RFI Listeners Club, too. Babul Gogai from Assam, India. Rwandan Vital Munanira, who's living in Nairobi, Kenya. From Uganda, there's Yukela John Mary. From the Gambia, there's Abubakar Balde. From Jamshedpur, India, Chinmoy Mahato. From El Sharkia, Egypt, Muhammad El Said Abd El Rahim. And there are two new members from Naugaon, Bangladesh. Moklishur Rahman Mola and Kondakar Rafikal Islam. Welcome one and all. If you'd like to join the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. It's that easy. Time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Many thanks to my colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And tune in next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time for the Sound Kitchen with a special guest chef. I won't be with you for a few weeks. I'm having that bad knee of mine completely replaced, but the Sound Kitchen will be on the air with the quizzes, never fear. I'll leave you with more from the festivities Sunday night for our new president when we all sang the national anthem, the Marseillaise. Vive la France. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone.